The image on the wrist screen of a man standing in sunlight on a plaza faded, the half-masked youngish face disappearing. Hauser put his terminal screen back onto his cuff. The time display winked slowly with the countdown to Vavatch's destruction. Sarbel the Eye, one of the most famous of the Humanoid Galaxy's freelance reporters, and also one of the most successful at getting into places he wasn't supposed to, would now probably be trying to enter the games hall, if he hadn't got in already. The broadcast Hauser had just watched had been recorded that afternoon. Doubtless, Sarbel would be in disguise, so Hauser was glad he'd bribed his way in before the reporter's broadcast went out, and the security guards round the hall got even more wary. It had been hard enough as it was. Hauser, in his new guise as Kraiklin, had posed as a Moti, one of the emotional junkies who followed the erratic, secretive progress of the major game series round the more tawdry fringes of civilization, having discovered that all but the most expensive reserved places had been sold out the day before. The 5 Aoish credit tenths he had started out with that morning were now reduced to 3, though he also had some money keyed into a couple of credit cards he'd bought. That currency would shrink in real value, though, as the destruction time drew nearer. Hauser took a deep, satisfying breath and looked around the big arena. He had climbed as high as he could up the banked steps, slopes and platforms, using the interval before the game began to get an overview of the whole thing. The dome of the arena was transparent, showing stars and the bright, shining line that was the orbital's far side, now in daylight. The lights of shuttles coming and going, mostly going, traced lines across the still points. Beneath the dome cover hung a smoky haze lit with the popping lights of a small firework display. The air was filled, too, with the chanting of massed voices. A choir of scale cones stood banked on the far side of the auditorium. The humanoids forming the choir appeared identical in all but stature and in the tones they produced from their puffed-out chests and long necks. They seemed to be making the ambient racket, but as he looked around the arena, Hauser could make out the faint purple edges in the air where other, more localized sound fields held command, over smaller stages where dancers danced, singers sang, strippers stripped, boxers boxed, or people just stood around talking. Banked all around, the paraphernalia of the game seethed like a vast storm. Maybe 10 or even 20,000 people, mostly humanoid, but some utterly different, including not a few machines and drones. They sat, or lay, or walked, or stood, watching magicians, jugglers, fighters, immolators, hypnotics, couplers, actors, orators, and 100 other types of entertainers all doing their turns. Tents had been pitched on some of the larger terraces. Rows of seats and couches remained on others. Many small stages frazzled with lights, smoke and glittering holograms and solograms. Hauser saw a 3D maze spread out over several terraces, full of tubes and angles, some clear, some opaque, some moving, some staying still. Shadows and forms moved inside. A slow-motion animal trapeze act arced gradually overhead. Hauser recognized the beasts performing it. It would become a combat act later on. Some people walked by Hauser, tall humanoids in fabulous clothes, glittering like a gaudy night city seen from the air. They chattered in almost inaudibly high voices, and from a network of fine golden-coloured tubes,